Let's switch gears a little bit. We're joined now by New York Giant running back Rashard Jennings. Rashard, welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Good morning.
Hey, Joe. How you doing? I'm great. Appreciate you having me on.
I'm great. Bob Black to my left here, and it's really a pleasure to have you aboard. Before we jump into the season that was for you and the New York Football Giants, let's talk about the Verizon Who's Going to Win It program. Tell us about it and talk about your involvement in it.
Yeah, so this year is unique. Fans actually get to explore the rest of the fans and who they believe is going to win the Super Bowl. And so you get to vote for your favorite team or the team that you believe is going to win the Super Bowl with a hashtag of who's going to win. And it's who's gonna, G-O-N-N-A, win with a hashtag. And you can go to www.whosgonnawin.com to explore to see the rest of the nation. And you get to paint the entire city or the color that you think is going to win. So it's a great opportunity for fans to show how smart they are, show their how smart they are as a guru and who they think is going to win the Super Bowl 49. And also, if you go on your desktop, if you go on your desktop and use Google Streets View, you can decorate houses. And then also on your mobile, fans can play a game and use their zip codes to paint the streets.
Yeah, it's interesting. And then they're going to have, prior to the Super Bowl, a terrific light show in downtown Phoenix on January 28th through Saturday the 31st. And it's a ceremony of lights, and I'm assuming there will be music as well, but the colors of all 32 teams. So you can get really passionate about the team that you root for, and if you're one of the final two, the teams that are going to appear in the Super Bowl.
Right, and NFL Mobile exclusively for Verizon. And you can watch all the NFL playoff games plus the Super Bowl with your smartphone. And all this is powered by Verizon, so it's definitely going to be a fun 2015 to seeing who's going to win Super Bowl 49. But definitely go on Twitter, go on Facebook, and use the hashtag who's going to win.
Well, Rashard, bit of a tough year in Giantland this year, your first year with the team, 6-10 season, no playoffs, unfortunately. But continuity continues to reign in New York as Tom Coughlin is back, the entire offensive staff is back, and you guys get another year. You know, you're led by your offensive coordinator, Ben McAdoo. So you get another year to learn that offense. You discovered Odell Beckham as a true star. You hope Victor Cruz is going to be back. Talk to us about the tough 2014 a little bit and what you're looking ahead to in 2015 for this Giant offense and this Giant team as a whole.
For the team as a whole, we're just looking to come back in and picking up where we left off. And you know, throughout the course of the season, I say this a lot, but, you know, we did a lot of things that were great. It just was being overshadowed by the things that we didn't do so great. And I believe if we minimize the self-inflicted wounds and clean up the small details, that we're going to be able to perform like we are capable of this coming up season and play Giants football. It's going to be different. We're entering OTAs. Understanding the system already, we're not trying to figure out the X's and O's and where to line up. We're all focused on making plays and being productive. So, you know, we get familiarized with the system. I believe Eli's now, you know, commanding the offensive huddle like he would wish. And there's always a growth that you must go through. And I believe we got a great group of veterans coming back, and we're all going to come back healthy and be able to be Giants football like we want. So it's going to be a fun year. It's definitely going to be a fun year.
Well, you know, Joe and I are always critical of coordinators or head coaches who remain married to their systems. And from what I hear, that Beckham kid has a bit of potential. You know, Ben McAdoo, to his credit, once Beckham emerged, really geared the offense towards making sure the ball was going to him as often as possible. How did you guys feel about that as you adjusted within the system within the season?
You know, We felt great with it. I think we all grew. Coach McAdoo will be the first one to tell you that he's definitely been growing in offense. Eli will be the first to tell you he's growing in offense. Every player will tell you that they're growing in the offensive playbook, and we're familiarizing ourselves with each other. We're syncing. It's a lot more poise. But it's, as far as Odell, when you have a player like him who's a flash and demands a lot of respect and coverage, You know, and it spreads out. It spreads out the field, and it actually helps everybody else play ball. So when you have a kid like that that comes in and plays with an energy, it does make a difference. It makes a statement on the field. Defense have to respect it. And as far as finding him and finding ways to get him the ball, you always want playmakers with the ball in your hand. And, you know, obviously on our team, one of our best playmakers gets the ball every single play under Eli. So he's always going to make sure that he's distributing the ball like we need. And next year I think we'll be able to control more of the plays from the line of scrimmage, so making sure we're being a productive play every down. So it's definitely coming together like we would like. You know, and we're not looking backwards. We're not talking about what we missed. We're talking about what we're going to do, so we're excited.
That's the voice of Rashard Jennings, New York Giants running back, joining us here on The Attack. Rashard, you know, my first prolonged exposure to you on a week-in, week-out basis, as you've played for teams I don't see each and every week. I'm here in New York. I'm a Giant fan. Don't miss a Giant game unless I absolutely have to. Your running style impresses me. You run hard. You hit the hole fast. You have some wiggle. You're a great factor out of the backfield in the passing game. You're a very, very complete back, and now a very smart back. You do a great job of setting up blocks, and you really squeeze as much as you can at a very little at times. Looking forward to next year, if this offensive line can gel more and win some more of these one-on-one battles and give you guys some more to run through, can you and Andre Williams really, with Odell Beckham and company spreading the field a little bit, can you guys really have a big year and get back to what is Giant football, which is pounding the rock?
There's no question, no question, no hesitation about that. I appreciate the compliment, man. That's something, you know, entering into the league, I always pride myself in is becoming a complete back. No reason to come off the field, protect the quarterback, protect the ball, move the chains, touchdowns, and, you know, just being complete. So I appreciate that. And for us as an offensive unit in the backfield, you know, it's no question that we're going to continue to grow as an offensive line. You know, and there's going to be more competition all the way across the board and every single position like it should be. And, you know, being patient, every offensive system requires a different type of runner and a different type of running. And so after the season was over, I grabbed every single film, every touch that I've had, every block that I've had, every catch that I've had, and I've been studying it. And that way I'm able to train efficiently for this exact system. So I'm excited, man. I truly am to go back into OTA after a good off season, being productive, getting my body geared up to be a runner inside this Giant system. So it's going to be a good year. And Andre, he's coming along, man. That's my little brother. He called me big brother. I call him little brother. And that's definitely not for media. That's because we truly mean that. We got a special relationship. We laugh because my name is Rashard Andre Jennings. His name is Andre Rashard Williams. So we share a lot of similarities. And he's actually coming with me in the offseason and training amongst some other guys across the league and on the team. So we're going to continue to build that competition and relationship. And as the offensive line grows, because that's where everything starts, you know, our whole entire team grows.
Well, Rashard, and I'm going to make this quick because I want to keep you on schedule. You came out of a small college. Andre's a young back. How long did it take you to learn the subtleties of the running back position on the NFL level, and how quickly can you help translate the rest of those to Andre Williams so that he can continue his growth as his career moves forward?
For me, coming in as a young back, I had an opportunity to play behind Maurice Jones-Drew. It was unique because I lived with him in the offseason prior to getting drafted. And I trained with him and Fred Taylor. So when I was picked up in Jacksonville, you know, I was able just to keep building that relationship and learn from him and watch film. And I was getting a chance to see the things that he does well, getting a chance to see some of the things Darren McFadden does well, getting a chance to see some of the things Greg Jones does well as a fullback. And also Marcel Reese over in Oakland. So I've learned a lot. And I'm a film study. I study guys across the league all the time. And that transition from college to football is really understanding that it's not that the guys are faster. You know, they're not faster beings. and you ran a 4.6 college, 4.6 college, 4.6, and NFL 4.6. It doesn't matter. But what is different is that the reaction time is drastically quicker, which makes the game faster. So if it took 3 seconds for a linebacker to react, now it's just taking 1.5. So the speed of the game, and when you understand how to slow it down, you know, I get an analogy to Andre that if you, you know, laying down and you're looking at a cellophane speeding around, it looks like chaos. But if you try to just catch one blade, you notice that the fan will slow down. And so one every single day before we go out on the practice, I'm always asking him, what today specifically are you going to focus on getting better at? And so day by day, I could see – continue to see growth, and we watch film together constantly. And I remember being a rookie, so I'm giving him every tidbit that he would need to speed up to be a mental vet. And he's going to be a great running back.
Well, you guys are going to be a 1-2 punch for the Giants for the foreseeable future. Visit whosgoingtowin.com, Verizon/tag whosgoingtowinprogram. Go check it out. It's Phoenix. It's the Super Bowl. It's the light show. It's your team's colors, and we appreciate the couple of minutes. Thanks, Rashad.
I appreciate it.
Anytime. Rashad Jennings, running back, New York Football Giants.